This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Hi, guys. Okay. I guess we're going to call this like hot topics. I don't know what we want to call this. Remember, like, back in the day, The View used to do Hot Topics, back when the show was actually good. Sorry, no offense, but I'm pretty sure it's garbage now. But I always loved Hot Topics because it was always like, it was interesting. And you could like, everyone would have their opinions and they would talk about it. Kind of made me think of this topic. This has been bothering me for a while now. But with, you know, having three boys, they're getting older, they're all super into sports. It's a topic that comes up a lot with me and my husband. And it is really this debate of travel sports versus not travel sports. What's the alternative? I guess rec ball or some sort of local programs. And my husband seems to think that, you know, travel ball can be great, not necessarily all the time. And there are, and I will say this, there are different levels to travel ball. So we'll definitely talk about that. But the more and more I'm getting, you know, involved in my kids being in sports, the more I'm starting to decide that travel sports is a joke. Hear me out. Not only do I feel like it's kind of a scam, but I saw this clip the other day and it really struck me. And it literally, this guy was saying that travel sports was created and designed to ruin American families. And it's kind of a bold way of saying what I've been saying for years. I remember when the kids were really young and my oldest was just starting to get into sports and we put him in travel ball and it was for soccer. And I was just like, this is silly. Like, way too many practices, way too many games, tournaments all weekend long, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. I was like, when are we supposed to just like be a family, you know? And this is back when I'm trying to remember. Yeah, this was back when I was working corporate. My husband was working corporate. So really like the evenings and weekends were our main bread and butter at that time. And honestly still are because the kids are in school, right? And that was a debate back then. It's still a debate, you know? So we've got one of our kids in travel soccer right now, and the other one's all in rec and open, and I can explain that differences as well. But it's a lot. I mean, the expectations are kind of crazy. I mean, time-wise, right? So my oldest is in travel soccer. He's got practice 3 days a week, which by the way, it started 2 days a week and then they changed the days, still 2 days a week. And then they went to 3 days a week, which I thought that was crazy too. I'm like, how can anyone plan anything? Like, this is crazy. And then they have games mostly on just the weekends and like all over the place, right? Like an hour this way, half an hour this way, one tournament's in Alabama, another tournament's in Alabama. It's just like, I don't know. Like, what are we doing? Like, why does he need to have three or four soccer games in one weekend? Like, what are we really getting out of this? This last weekend, he had a game at like 11 a.m. and then another game at 6:30 p.m. And then Sunday morning at 8 a.m., another game. This was all, you know, half an hour away. And which was not bad. Half an hour away is not bad compared to some of the other stuff and the other weekends. But it's like by the end of the weekend, you're just like drained. just from the driving around tournament style, whatever, I don't really get it. I just don't. Why? Why can't they just all be in rec? Why can't they all just play locally? Like, why do we have... I saw another joke on Instagram that literally made me laugh out loud. And this mom was like, you know, we drove 4 hours for a tournament to play our neighbor's kid. And like, I think she was exaggerating, but like, I was dying because it's kind of true. It's like, sometimes you go to these tournaments and you end up playing someone that is not necessarily that far from you. You could just be local. Like, does your 7-year-old, 10-year-old, 13-year-old, whatever year old need to go far away to play a game? Does that really make that much of a difference? Like, that's really that much more competitive? Like, I really don't think so. You know, another thing, I have so many thoughts on this that my mind is just like all over the place. You know, I have my little ones in rec baseball, and Mason was like, I want to try out for open. I finally let him this season. He made the team. I kind of knew he was going to be honest. That's why I said no for so long. And basically what open is, it's all-stars, which is what we called it in California. It's the kids can try out if they qualify and they make the team. It's basically bringing like quote unquote the best of the best together to make this elite team. And so Mason, I was like, okay, you can do it, but I don't want to not be in our rec team because I really like our rec team. You know, it's a lot of his buddies from school and all of us parents are friends. I know the coaches, my husband, assistant coaches on the team. Long story short, he's doing both this season. You know, one thing I've noticed is he gets a lot more action and it's a lot more fun actually to watch him in rec. But he does appreciate the skill in the open team. Like, he's like, oh, they pitch better, or you know, the outfield actually knows what they're doing. You know, it's like that kind of stuff, which I get it. But I think it's kind of boring. You know, I think he's kind of bored on the open team, honestly. And he plays good positions. He's pitcher, or he's shortstop, or he's second base, third base, first base. Like, he plays all the fun, active positions. But I mean, last night, I literally caught him yawning out there, and I was like, yeah, this is a little painful, you know? So there is also that piece of it, like, okay, let's say your kid goes on this travel team, it's supposed to be more competitive and like everyone that's like serious about the sport. But then it's like, if your kid rides the bench half the time, what's the point? Or quarter, you know, more than half the time. Or if you get, you know, in a position that doesn't get as much action, or whatever, right? So that is a piece of it for me as well. Another thing that a lot of people talk about is the finances. Like, there are families that are literally getting a second job just so they can pay for travel sports, which is so insane to me. And some of this stuff gets so expensive. I mean, I did competitive cheer. And I remember I was a gymnast for years and years and years. And I remember when I wanted to do cheer, my mom went to the first meeting and I think it was like $5,000. My mom was like, this is crazy. And it was, especially back then, right? Like, $5,000 back then is what now? Probably like $15,000. And I ended up doing it. But now as an adult, I'm like, I don't know if that was worth it. I don't know. And it was hard because the cheer at my school was not competitive. But I also did gymnastics at my school, which was very unique. Most schools don't have a gymnastics team. So I feel like you kind of just figure it out. Like, you don't necessarily need to be on this like competitive program. I also feel the scam part to me is that it's a business, right? So like, if I owned one of these travel teams, these leagues, I would want to get as much bang as we can, right? So I would make multiple level teams. So there are levels of teams that are just not as competitive or not as good. And that's fine. But also, it's like almost like this you know, label that you get to wear where you're like, oh, we're in travel ball. And it's like, okay, but that doesn't really mean anything anymore. Like they have all these different levels. For the most part, anyone makes the teams. You just play in the tournaments on your level, or in cheer, we would go to certain competitions on our level. So there would be like the lower level all girls team. And then there would be like a, maybe like a more advanced all girls team. And then there would be like an advanced like co-ed team. And then like there were all these like levels, and it went by age, but it also went by skill. So it's similar in soccer or baseball or basketball or whatever. So really anyone can subscribe to travel sports now, as long as you pay for it. And as long as you drive all over the place or fly all over the place, as long as you do what you're told, right? So I do think it's kind of sad. And I think a lot of parents do it out of parent guilt or feeling like, oh, if my kid's really good at sports and they can get a scholarship and we won't have to pay for college. But I mean, how much are you spending for how many years of travel ball? Is it really worth it? And does that even guarantee your kid's going to get a college scholarship in a certain sport? Like, it doesn't. And it's very competitive. And majority of us, none of our kids will make it to that level. In fact, some of these high schools are so competitive, like our high school that we feed into, that I don't even know if my kids will make the high school team, which is wild because I feel like that was kind of like a given at one point. So I get it. There's a lot of pressure on parents to do all these things and make all these clicks and get their kids onto certain teams. And I feel like it's so exhausting. Like, why? Why is this our reality? The other big con that is talked about with travel sports is burnout, where these kids are doing these things year round, week after week, tournament after tournament, and they're just completely burnt out. They don't even want to play the sport anymore. And that actually makes me the saddest, because I'm like, maybe you have a kid that loves basketball, and then you start leveling them up and then putting them in travel ball. And then all of a sudden one day they're like, I don't even love this sport anymore. I don't want to play anymore. And they just give up, and then that's it, you know? Or it's like parents are kind of forcing it, and it becomes more of like a, well, my mom and dad want me to scenario, which is really hard. So that's another thing I don't ever want my kids to feel. When like my kids are so excited to play, I love it. Like that is my joy, is that they're pumped. And if we ever got in a situation where they like weren't excited to play, that would be hard. That would be, you know, probably walking away from the sport altogether. Another thing that's brought up with travel sports is increase in injury, because the kids are doing so much that they're more prone to all these injuries, and not just injuries, but lifetime injuries, especially when we're talking about the knees or the head, you know, thinking of like concussions and things. These are things that, I mean, are scary. And, you know, if you were to mess up your knee or whatever, there's a lot of times there's no coming back from that. So, you know, like for me personally, my kids will never do football because I'm so scared of the head injuries, the neck injuries, even like the back and things with getting hit hard. And, you know, and my kids are skinny, like we're just skinny people and we have skinny kids. And like, I just feel like they'd be tossed around like a rag doll. But you know, they're also young, so I don't know. But the real part of the reason why I'm anti-football for my kids is just thinking about the long-term possibilities. Like, you know, I don't want my kids to do high school football and then have this injury for the rest of their life. That's where my mind goes. So you're increasing the risk of those with really any sport when you go to this level of constantly playing and practicing in games. It's just, it's a lot for their little bodies. It's a lot. They're growing. And I'm also a big advocate of cross training. So if you got a year-round basketball kid, and then, you know, you also want them to do baseball, for example, but they don't really have the time to do baseball, then they're kind of just doing one sport. And I don't think that you can be a very well-rounded athlete if you only do one sport. And I think ultimately that's what takes you, you know, from good to excellent. I think if you look at any professional athlete, they played multiple sports, at least two. So, you know, like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan played basketball and baseball. He was actually really big into baseball. Him and his dad did a lot of baseball stuff together. So, you know, and he obviously very famously retired from basketball, went into the minor leagues baseball, and then came back to NBA. So, but like, we have to remember that. Like, our kids or should be playing all different types of sports, especially if they're in their elementary school years. Like, and I get it, it's hard. Like, I have one kid that's very much into basketball. I've got one kid that's very into baseball. And then I've got my oldest that's primarily soccer. And it's really hard with the little ones because part of me is like, well, that's their thing. But I know that that's not necessarily true. So I keep them in at least two sports a year. And I always want them to try other things, try golf, try tennis, try whatever, right? Like, let's be very well-rounded. Like, my baseball boy also plays basketball and he's a really good swimmer, like a really, you know, so it's like, I try to just keep us very much doing all the things because you're only a kid once, you know, like they should be experiencing different things. And you never know, they might pick up a racket one day and go, I actually love this sport and I never thought I would. My biggest issue with travel ball is the time away from friends, the time away from family, the time away from school events. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, it takes away from church time or certain community events or all sorts of different things. I think that is something we should look at. You know, like, my oldest is going to high school next year and I want him to be available to do all the things. Like, I want him to go to like the football games. I want him to go to the dances. I want him to be involved in homecoming. Like, I want him to have the freedom to go hang out with his buddies, you know? And unfortunately, travel ball makes that nearly impossible, you know? So it's hard. And they, you know, and if you sign up for travel ball and you miss a bunch of practices and games, then they bench your kid, you know? So there's a lot of pressure to really subscribe. I even saw someone say, it's like a cult. Like, you have to join this cult and you have to do all the things that they say and you just have to fully lean in or don't do it at all. And it's kind of wild to me. Like, how did we get to this place? And how unhealthy is it for our children? I miss the days of rec sports and then you try it out for your school team. You know, play for your middle school, your high school, and then maybe you get to go play in college if you're really good. Like, that's just, that's how I feel like it should be. And I also think it's the healthiest way to do it. You know, I'm also a big, this is part of my like kind of debate on this topic. I also believe that if you really truly want to be good at a sport, you have to just practice on your own. I don't need to sign you up for some fancy travel team. I don't need to drive 3 hours for you to play in a tournament. I don't need to do any of that. If you care, you are going to put in the work, right? Like, when I was a gymnast, I would watch TV and stretch. Like, I would constantly be working on my flexibility. No joke. I would sit there in a straddle and watch Full House. You know, like, it is just, you know, like, my little guy wasn't very good at basketball last year. His team actually sucked as a whole, which is fine. He was little. And I told him, I said, you know, if you practice from now until next year, when you go back to playing basketball, you're going to be a lot better. And he practiced so much, you guys. Like, he's so obsessed with the sport. He will play outside in the hoop. He'll play in his room with the little hoop. He is very obsessed with practicing his skill. And guess what? He was 500 times better this season. I guarantee he's going to be so much better next season. And he's just going to keep surpassing these children because he's putting in the work. So that's what I want to teach my kids. I always tell my kids the story of Michael Jordan. He very famously did not make his varsity high school team his sophomore year. And it's not that he was like horrible at basketball or anything. Obviously, he became the greatest basketball player of all times, period. I don't care. You can have the debate with me all day long. He's going to win. And he didn't make his varsity team sophomore year. And he was very disappointed. One of his friends made the team. He did not. He went home to his mom, cried, was very upset. And, you know, his mom said to him, if you really want it, you work hard over summer. And he did. He worked hard all summer. He focused. He practiced every single day. She very famously quoted, the basketball never left his hand, right? Like he was just on it. And the next year he made the team and then became the greatest basketball player of all time, right? He didn't have some fancy travel team he went on. He didn't have some fancy trainer or a fancy gym. Like, I'm sure he just used like the local gym, maybe the YMCA type vibes. Maybe the school allowed the kids to come play over summer. Probably not. I think from watching The Last Dance, I think he had a hoop in his front yard and him and his brothers would go play, if I'm not mistaken. You know, that's it. Like, and if the greatest basketball player of all time could do it without travel sports, so can our kids. You know, I think ultimately that's what it comes down to. You know, Mason became very obsessed with baseball and has been practicing like crazy. And quite frankly, from fall ball to spring ball, it shows. And, you know, I think we have to be able to teach our children that it's not about the fancy shit, right? I think about like starting a business. You know, let's say you're starting a design firm and you want to get clients and it's interior design. Yeah, okay. In a perfect world, you'd have a beautiful studio. You'd have meetings there. You'd have vision boards. You'd have this beautiful building to work out of. It would look good with your clients, but also would be a beautiful place for you to work. And you could hire a staff and you could have all these fancy computers. But you don't need all of that to have a successful design business. And quite frankly, to be successful, you probably have to start very basic and work your way up, right? So it's the same thing with sports. You don't need the fancy equipment or trainers or teams or fancy uniforms or whatever. Like, none of that actually matters. I promise you that there are people with more money and more resources and all these like quote unquote amazing programs they put their kids in, but those kids are never going to play in college or pro, right? So we need to stop equating giving our children the best with something like a travel ball. It's almost the opposite, right? So I don't know. I mean, my kids are still on the younger side, except for my oldest. Maybe my opinion will change as they grow. Maybe there are some programs that are better than others. Maybe there is like a halfway place you can find. But I do think in general, this topic is incredibly interesting. I mean, back to the basketball. Now, we're a big basketball family, so this is the easiest one for me. You know, back to basketball. I think it was Magic Johnson that famously quoted himself as well, saying that every day waiting for the school bus, he did 1,000 shots, right? And I always say this to my kids because I want them to be able to plug it into their own life, right? If I talk about Curry's current training schedule, it doesn't pertain to them because they're kids and they're in school and their schedule doesn't work with his schedule. But if I can say to them, hey, look, if he could do it when he was a kid, you can do it, right? So sometimes my kids are out there shooting their baskets before the bus comes and they go, I'm doing it because whatever, right? So, you know, we have to be able to motivate our kids to and empower them to take their sports in their own control. You know, one thing I try to say to my oldest all the time, I'm like, go train. We have a whole gym here. Go run, go lift weights, get flexible. Like, you need to take everything into your own hands. I mean, that kind of goes for adults too, right? Like, yeah, it'd be nice to have a fancy trainer and to have someone tell me what to do, when to do, and make it perfect for me. But that's also like not reality. And we don't need all that. We don't need all that. Like, so I don't know. I feel very passionate about this topic. I think having three boys and really trying to juggle the three of them in sports has really motivated me to research this. And I don't know what, I think here's the deal. I do know at what point this happened, because I think it's a two-parter. I think parents will do anything for their kids. So this is a really good business model, actually. A really good business model. I'm sure these people make a lot of money on travel sports parents. A lot. And then I think the other thing that's really interesting is, as maybe certain schools get more and more competitive in their sports, parents are feeling the pressure to do this alternative option, right? So it's like, if your kid doesn't make the middle school football team, then it's like, okay, I'm just going to put them in travel ball, right? And I get it. Like, that is a lot of pressure. You're like, well, I don't want my kid to not play sports, you know? So I think it's kind of this interesting mix of, are these kids the best of the best, or are these kids that like couldn't make the team? You know, so there's, I think it's a little bit of both. And I also had this debate with, you know, with the baseball this season. I was talking with one of the dads, and it was kind of this debate of like, should I have Mason try out for open or not? I really like our rec team. And I said to him, why can't we just put all the kids together and then just do the draft, and we'll have really good competitive teams playing each other? And I get it. There's going to be the kids that are not that great at the sport and kind of bring, you know, make it less competitive for everyone else. But also that builds skill too for our kids, right? You can't always rely on having the best of the best on your team. And quite frankly, if I put Mason's open team against Mason's rec team, I don't know who would win. So I think some of it is a little bit of smoke and mirrors. You know, I think it's a little bit of parents being able to go to each other and say, yeah, my kid made the open team, or my kid's on travel ball. Like, we don't do local sports, you know? And it's like, okay. Like, I don't know. That I think we're all missing the point just a little. So for me, I'm really hopeful that I can keep my kids in just local sports. I want them to have fun. I want them to learn a lot. I want them to care about improving. I also love that, like, we get to coach their teams. Like, I really had fun coaching my little guys' basketball team this season. My husband is usually an assistant coach on, you know, my kids' baseball teams. And I think he's probably going to do some coaching for basketball this season. You know, it's great to be involved. And I think when the parents are involved, everyone just cares a lot more, you know, like, everyone just cares a lot more. But I get it. Like, the flip side, which a lot of parents have said to me, is like, oh, I want my kids to be trained by a real coach, not just a parent. But also I'm like, if a parent is coaching, they know what they're doing. Right? Like, Mason's rec team, like, my husband played in high school. One of the other dads played in college. Like, it's not like just like Joe Schmo is like, yeah, I'm going to coach. I've never played, but I'm going to coach. It's like, that's not how it works. You know, like, I remember the first email I sent out for my little guy's basketball team this season. I said, hey, Rush's mom, I'm going to be everyone's coach. Super excited. P.S. I played in high school, right? It's kind of like, just so you know, I know how to play the sport. I wasn't like forced into this, even though they really did like need coaches. But yeah, I'm not going to coach baseball, because I don't know baseball well enough to be a coach. you know? So it's like, I don't think it's a bad thing that we have parents as coaches versus hiring someone to be a coach. And God knows who they're hiring, right? It's like, I don't know. So I just think there's a lot of food for thought here. I do think as parents, we do need to tap into critical thinking. I think critical thinking in general seems to be out the window. And I love it. Like, I love going on date night with my husband and talking about topics like this. Like, just being like, what do you think? Here's what I think. Here's what the research says. Like, I just think we need to get back to this place where we can say, okay, so everybody is doing travel sports, but is it the best? I don't know. Is it? And what about this notion of travel sports is designed to ruin families? I really think that that's something to think about. I don't think that the family dynamic and the importance of family was taken into consideration when they came up with these crazy schedules, you know? So I'm not interested in giving up the importance of what I value in our lives to say that my kids play on some certain team. So that's just me. Maybe we continue this conversation with some like sports experts, whatever that means, but that would be interesting. And you know what? Whether your kid does travel ball or doesn't, or you're debating if you want to do something like this, I think we just need to like all chillax a little bit because none of our kids are going pro. Let's just be real, okay? My kids all think they're going to go pro. My kids are not going to go pro, you know? And I'm athletic. My husband's athletic. We're super healthy. But like the chances of going pro, I think, is like 0.01%. So why don't we go back to the bigger picture of what's important as a family and keep that as our core?